Hey, hey, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And I am so excited today because it is freedom time. This time of year, every year, I like to deal with the whole concept of freedom. And today's message comes from Galatians 5 and 13. And it says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. I'm just going to stop there. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. Now, let me tell you some things that keep you in bondage. When you don't have control over how your life is going to go and how you're going to move financially, that's bondage. When you don't exercise control over the gifts that God has given you, whatever that gift is, do you have the gift of organization? Do you have the gift of communication? Do you sing? Do you act? Do you dance? Are you good at golf? Are you good at fixing things? Are you good at organizing things or people? Whatever your gift is, when you don't operate in that gift, you are in bondage. I remember MC Light used to ask me when I first started working with her, and mind you, I want you to understand where I was from a professional perspective when I had started working with her. I had been the host of Wealth in Real Estate. It started out as The Real Deal in Real Estate, and then it expanded to Wealth in Real Estate. I had been the host of this radio show on WVON for many, many years, developed a great relationship with, I guess, hundreds of thousands of listeners at that particular time, helped thousands of people get into their homes and invest in real estate, and had some real transformational opportunities. And then I went on to not only help people in that area, but I went on to work for other companies, and I went on to become a vice president at one of the world's top financial institutions. So I got to move from the street to the high seat, if you will, and help other people grow the same way I grew. And then I went into the investment and insurance and financial services industry, and I became successful very quickly. I became a part of the Millionaires Round, the Million Dollar Roundtable. That's a special group of financial and insurance services professionals who achieve a certain level of success. And I got inducted into that, I think, in my first month or two or something. It was crazy. I had set a record. And then I decided I was going to leave it all together, and I went to seminary, and I started running a company for Russell Simmons, and eventually I met MC Light and started helping her with her foundation. And by the time I got to her, I was really ready to serve. I was ready to really pour into someone else all that I had been given. I knew that I could build companies. I knew that I could build brands. I knew that I could build things. And one of our very first events together, I actually happened to be operating in my symphony because I was speaking. I was speaking at the event on behalf of one of the world's top insurance companies. And at the same time, I was assisting her because her manager was not there. And after hearing me speak, she looked at me and she said, "You are a star." And I was like, "Don't worry about that. Like, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in being a star. I'm not interested in talking to people." I was doing it there because I had to. I was number one in the company, and they wanted me to come and speak, so I did. I was much more interested in being behind the scenes. I was much more interested in helping someone else. I did not want to be in the forefront. I had given up my talk career and radio. I had given up the hopes of becoming the Black Susie Orman. I had given up all of that, and I decided that I was just going to be behind the scenes. Well, let me tell you something. I was in bondage, because every time somebody asked me, "Lynn, when are you going to speak?" a tear would come to the corner of my eye, and sometimes that tear would drop. Whenever somebody would say to me, "Lynn, I read your book, and it's so good. When are you going to start talking to people about their finances?" Let me tell you something. As much fun as I was having behind the scenes, and I've been all over. I've gone to the White House. I've been to the BET Awards. I've gone to Aruba, Brazil. You name it, I've been there. We traveled to South Africa our first year working together, did a trip there for the foundation. I was doing everything except the thing that I was called to do. That, too, is bondage. So we're talking about you being called to be free. And there is a correlation between your freedom, your finances, and the gifts that you have. If you're not using your gifts, I promise you somewhere deep down inside, you're not fulfilled. If you're not using your gifts, I promise you somewhere there's something that's a little unsettled. And you may have figured out how to push it under the rug or sweep it under the rug. You may have figured out by now how to not bring it up, how to bury it. You may have even figured out by now that it's never going to happen to you in your lifetime. So you know what? Why even talk about it? Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you do what you love, the money will follow. If you do what you love with excellence, not only will the money follow, but your empire will grow. Your ministry will grow. What you have to give to the world will then be duplicated by many others. So you are called to be free. And it starts with having the freedom to make the choice that you want to make. And I believe that nobody chooses to be broke. I believe that we come up in systems that tell us that we have to operate a certain way, or we have to live a certain way, or we should drive a certain kind of a car, or we should get a certain kind of a jewelry. Those are not a certain kind of jewelry. Those are not your choices. Those are choices that you were introduced to. Those are choices that were sold to you. And I want to talk to you about really being free. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I want you to get some pen and paper. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And today, my message is simple. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. And that means free in every way. It means financially free. It means free to use your gifts and your talents and your skills. It means free to have joy. It means free to say yes. It means free to say no, and it certainly means free to build wealth. And it's not something that is reserved for the lucky. It's not something that's reserved for those with the silver spoon in their mouths. It's not something that's reserved for the famous. As a matter of fact, most famous people are not rich, and most rich people are not famous. Let me repeat. Most famous people are not rich. So if you take a survey of all of the people that you see in news and media and television and on social media and all these stars and people that you see in the movies and on stage and singing, most famous people are not rich. Most famous people are not independently able to stop doing what they're doing today and continue to survive financially. Most famous people still have to work every day, every year, every decade, to keep bringing in enough to survive. And what's even worse is they have to keep doing what they do to live up to the image that they put out that may not even be the truth. That is not free. You're not free if you don't have the ability to look at your own budget and say to yourself, I can't afford this. I'm not going to do this. I remember the first time I really started to feel what it was like to be in my situation. And that was, I had graduated from college. I'm married. I have three children and I'm making a lot of money, or, you know, I'm supposed to be, at least as a lot comes in. But it felt like I never had enough money. Was always trying to figure out when I'm going to get this, how much am I going to get, when is that going to come, how soon is it going to come, how much more can I do, how many more houses can I close, how many more, always in a frenzy. Now, I thought I had control, I thought I had power, but the truth is I was not free. And I remember at that time thinking that a budget was for poor people. Now, you know, that's crazy as all get out. A budget is actually what gives you the freedom to make the choices that are in your own best interest. A budget is what gives you the ability to see the truth. Because when we don't deal with the truth, that's not freedom at all. As a matter of fact, when we don't deal with the truth, it's truly bondage. Because what's happened is we've gotten trapped into a fantasy world where what we want to believe or what we want to happen becomes our reality, independent of the facts of what our reality actually is. You know, oftentimes I say, you know, when people gamble or when people do drugs or when people do whatever it is that they do on their own personal time, that those are not the choices that they are making for themselves. Those are choices that are made as a result of how they believe they're supposed to respond to their circumstances. And I believe that when we take our power back and when we actually make the decision to be free, then we make the tough decisions. We say no and let our no be no. We say yes and let our yes be yes. We make the decision to say to people who we're trying to impress, you know what? I can't afford this. You know what? I'm not going out this weekend because it's not in my best interest. I should stay home and take care of my family, or I should stay home and do my laundry, or I should stay home and figure out how to create another stream of income to bring in enough money so I can go out and turn up. When you are not free, let me tell you how it feels. You feel worry. Because sometimes I don't think we understand what freedom really is. Well, I'm going to tell you to measure it by how you feel. If you feel anxious, you're not free. You're worried about something. Freedom is not worry. Freedom certainly does not mean that you don't study. It certainly does not mean that you don't plan. And it certainly does not mean that you don't have concern for the things around you. But it does mean that you believe and that you know that you have the power to move through it. And when you believe and you know that you have the power to move through something, then worry is useless to you. So if you're worrying about money, I'm going to ask you to take a look at what you're worrying about. I had a conversation with a young lady, as a matter of fact, many people last week who were pretty much in the same situation. They were either living in houses they could not afford, renting apartments they could not afford, driving cars they could not afford, buying clothing that they could not afford. They were all doing something that they really couldn't afford to do. And all of their anxiety and all of their worry was wrapped around holding on to the thing that was worrying them to death. And I said, let it go. You see, when you let go, that's freedom. It no longer has the power to control you. It no longer has the power to make you feel a certain way. It no longer has the power to make your energy go down. What I'm saying to you is when you are free, when you let go of the thing that is holding you back, that is keeping you in bondage, that has you worried, that has you living in fear, when you let it go, let me put it to you this way. When you're afraid of something, you've already lost it. So don't fear letting it go because it's already gone. When you walk in your power and you know I'm going to make a better decision for myself, and the better decision for myself is I'm not going to try to pay for this thing any longer. I'm not going to try to hold on to this house that has me down any longer. I'm not going to try to drive this car just because it looks good and it's impressing people. Have a very good friend, very successful, multiple degrees, went out and bought, I think, like a $100,000 BMW because she knew it was going to impress all the women that she was about to go meet at some sorority meeting. Let me tell you something. That's not freedom at all. But you're going to find out what is. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. This is WVON. I'm Lynn Richardson. It's the Millionaires Roundtable. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate. Let's talk about real estate. Well, Lynn Richardson discussed today. Any question that's on your mind, she can answer them in record time. Everything got it going on. You can't go wrong. Home buyers club on WVON. Call in and talk to Lynn Richardson. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON. Everything got it going on. Home buyers club on WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you, and you deserve to be free. This is WVON. It is the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, and my favorite radio station. And WVON is always talking about freedom in one perspective, from one perspective or another. Whether it be political freedom, social justice, well, I'm talking about financial freedom, which is the cornerstone for all of it. So how do you become free? How do you, first of all, you identify and you accept the fact that you're in bondage. You cannot be free if you don't know that you are a slave. If you don't think that you have a problem, then there's nothing that can be done to shift you to another dimension. So the first thing that I had to do is to acknowledge that what I was doing was not working. And that was very hard for me to acknowledge because a lot of people looked up to me. A lot of people thought I was smart. A lot of people had depended on me. A lot of people had been helped by me. A lot of people thought I had it together. And the truth is I had to acknowledge that what I was doing was not working. I had to acknowledge that I was in bondage. I had to acknowledge that I had not created the kind of freedom for myself that I dreamed of. So I'm pretty sure at some point in your life, you had a dream about what your life should be like. I remember growing up and watching The Brady Bunch. I remember thinking how great it was that Mike came home to Carol. She was always there and smiling. And the six children that they had and the dog and Alice, whatever problems that they had, it just seemed like they had warmth. They had love. I remember feeling like their house was huge. when I think about it now, I don't think it was that big. It just looked big to me compared to living in a two-bedroom apartment in the projects. But I remember watching The Brady Bunch. I remember watching Different Strokes. I remember watching Facts of Life. I remember watching shows like that and believing for myself that I could have a family, believing for myself that one day I would grow up and I'd be able to do a couple of things. One, I'd be able to eat whatever I wanted to, whenever I wanted to. I remember as a child always wanting to go to Home Run and Pizza, but that's not something that I could get every day. And I remember thinking one day I'll be old enough and I'll have my own money and I can go and buy Home Run and Pizza. Now, by the time I got pregnant with my third child, that's all I ate. I ate Home Run Inn pizza and chocolate cake shakes from Portillo's. Now, that's a whole nother story. I was living in delusion and freedom at that particular time. But I said all that to say that, yes, I had a dream about what my life would be like. And you go to school and you graduate and you start working. And somehow life is not turning out the way you expected it to. It's actually very difficult. You are trying to make it. Financially, you're trying to get to the next level. You're trying to figure out how to get your footing. You're trying to figure out how to get your grounding. And I remember feeling like that, like, wait a minute. Okay, I've got the husband, I've got the children, I've got the house, but this is not what I envisioned. I don't feel free. So the first thing is to acknowledge that what you envisioned and the reality that you're living in are not the same. The reason why that's so important is because a lot of times we lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves it's not that bad. Now, that's not the same as refusing to fall into a pity party. I don't want you falling into a pity party. I don't want you going into depression. I don't want you saying that you're so terrible because you're not. Let me tell you something. Everybody has either had a money problem, is having a money problem, or will have a money problem at some point in the future, and you're no different. So if you've made some mistakes, okay, let's move on, but don't beat up on yourself for too long. I always say Jesus died on a Friday, rose on a Sunday, so whatever problem you have, especially if it's something like this, now if it's your health and you've been diagnosed with a major illness, yes, but if it's something that comes down to just a choice that you can make and view things differently, then pull it together and get it under control. And the first thing that you have to do is you have to acknowledge that where you are is not where you want to be. A lot of times we tell ourselves, I'm in a relationship and I want it to be good. I had a vision of it being good. But you got to acknowledge to yourself, this is not where I wanted it to be. Your finances, your work situation, your career that you've had for 30 or 40 years, it's not where you want it to be. That's the first step. The second thing that I'm going to tell you to do is to get your budget under control. And that's just not your budget with your money, meaning I make $1,000 and I need to take a look at how I'm going to break up this $1,000. I'm talking about your emotional budget. Where are you going to spend your energy? I'm talking about your mental budget. Where are you going to put your mind? Are you going to put your mind on craziness? Are you going to allow people to call you and gossip? Are you going to allow your friends who are not on the same path as you call and rob you of your time, of your mind that could be building something with their problems? Are you going to let them rob you with their problems? Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. When people call me with a problem, I promise you, you got about 20 seconds. I'm serious. Now, I may stay on the phone with you for 20 minutes. However, I say 20 seconds because relatively speaking, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. You're not going to be able to call me every day with the same problem. Mm-mm. You're not going to be able to call me every week with the same problem. You're not going to be able to call me every month with the same problem. As a matter of fact, you're going to call me with the problem, and I'm going to tell you this is what you do about it. Pray, talk to God, talk to some other people, what have you, and you need to do it. And if you don't do it, then guess what? I'm moving on. I still love you. I'm not angry with you. I'm not mad at you, but I cannot participate in that with you. So when I say get your budget under control, then that thread goes into every part of your life. Get your financial budget under control. If you don't have the money to spend it, then stay home. If you can't afford it, then stay in one spot. If you can't put the money here or go to this barbecue, or how many people are dealing with family vacations or big cookouts, or, and you really can't afford to do it, but you're expected to do it. Let me tell you something. You better call everybody and tell them to bring their own everything. BYOE, bring your own everything, not just bring your own bottle. How about bring your own chicken, bring your own ribs, bring your own potato salad, bring your own baked beans, bring your own everything. As a matter of fact, bring me some too. That's just keeping it real. See, I used to throw these big, magnificent parties, and people would come with their styrofoam, everything, and they wouldn't take home a plate. They'd take home a case of food, okay? And everybody would take home a case. It was too much. Get your budget under control. If you cannot afford to deal with someone mentally, then don't spend your time there. If you cannot afford to deal with something emotionally, then don't spend your emotions there. So let me tell you some other triggers to let you know that you're not free. First, I talked about anxiety. Here's another thing, anger. Do you become angry when X happens? You're not free from it. It's got you in bondage. It has you tied up. It has you twisted up. It has you acting in a way that you don't desire to act. See, this is what bondage does. It actually causes you to react instead of act. So what we want to do is to become free, because when you are free, then you can think. And when you can think, you can make a choice. And the choice that you make is going to help propel you to the next step and not keep pulling you behind. The next thing that you do, and I'm talking about your budget as it relates to your money, but I'm also going to talk about it in some other areas as well, is to eliminate unnecessary debt. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. That does not simply mean credit cards and car notes and student loans. I'm talking about people who are robbing you of your peace. That's debt. People who are robbing you of your joy. That's debt. You want to get rid of unnecessary debt. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We are going to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy, but I want you to get your fingers ready to dial 312-374-8130 because I want to talk to you about being free right after this break. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time. And that means you and you and you and you too. And we're doing it one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And we're doing it right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. And it is freedom time. And it is time for us to get free. And yes, I received a couple of text messages and comments about everybody. BYOE, bring your own everything. I don't even think I added bring your own plates and your forks, napkins, everything that you're going to need to have a good time. Bring your own chair. Bring your own lights. Bring your own cards for the card table. You know, bring your own barbecue. Just bring your own everything. The whole idea is for you to start living in joy and living in the freedom of being able to say, I don't have enough, and I'm not going to stress myself out trying to pretend like I do. Let me tell you where I do that. I do that in my business. I tell my team all the time, listen, I need help. I can't do it. I could do a lot of things, but I can't do this. I need help. I'm at the end. I can't do it. And how many times have we put ourselves in a position to be able to do something that we already know we can't deliver? Because we think we're supposed to be superwoman. We think we're supposed to be Superman. Well, let me tell you something. That's not going to get you anywhere. I've had the opportunity to work with and observe some of the wealthiest people in the world. And one of the things that they do is, one, they go and get people who are smarter than them to work in the areas where they need assistance. And number two, they consistently say, I need help. So that's going to be no different when it comes to your money, if you really want to be financially free. So number one, you're going to get your budget under control. Number two, you're going to eliminate unnecessary debt. And that applies to financial debt, people debt. What do you owe? What do you feel guilty about? That's debt. Get rid of that. Whatever happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or 5 minutes ago, say you sorry, ask for forgiveness, and move on. You cannot be free if you are controlled by guilt. You cannot be free if you are controlled by unforgiveness. Let me tell you something. When you don't forgive somebody, then they get to repeat what they did to you. Let me say that again. When you don't forgive somebody, then they get to repeat what they did to you and its effect on you. Let me give you an example. Let's say there's somebody you know you can't stand. You know that's how we say it. I can't stand her. I can't stand him. And even if you get mature enough to not say it, you feel it. I cannot stand that person. Well, what happens is this. You could have a good day. You could be having a great time. Everything could be going wonderfully. And as soon as that person enters your space, everything about you changes. You tense up. Your heart may beat a little faster. Your body feels different. It feels bad in your body. Let me tell you something. That's not freedom. That's bondage. And that person now has the ability and the control They have the ability to make you change how you feel. You see, when you forgive someone, it means they no longer control you. You control the situation. You get to decide how you feel. And when you choose to feel love, when you choose to feel forgiveness, when you choose to let them off the hook, let me tell you something about karma. What goes around comes around. You don't have to worry about getting revenge on nobody for anything. I have lived it, watched it, witnessed it, and I try to live my life. I don't want to owe nobody for nothing. I don't want to do anything wrong to anybody because I have watched people, I've seen people go out and do wrong and pay for it over and over and over again. So you want to eliminate unnecessary debt. The other thing that you want to do if you are trying to become financially free, and I've talked a little bit about this, but I'm going to tell you why this begins to allow you to really exercise and feel another level of freedom that you may not have felt before. Start a home-based business. What do you want to do? Do you want to write a book? I've got a whole book writing checklist. Anybody who wants to write a book, people say, Lynn, how do you write a book? Write it. It's real simple. There are no rules. It doesn't have to be 500 pages long. It doesn't have to be 50 pages long. It doesn't have to be 8.5 by 11. It doesn't have to be 5 by 8. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be short. It doesn't have to have pictures. It can or it can't. There are no rules for a book. You want to start a business? You want to go to school and do hair? You want to become a mechanic? You want to tap into that cooking business you want to start? That's where you begin to exercise your creativity. And when you begin to exercise your creativity, what you realize is there are things that were in you that needed to come out. So let's rewind all the way back around to Lynn Richardson coming out, getting on the radio, helping people with their money, then deciding, hey, that's enough. I had enough. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to show up anywhere. I didn't want to have to smile in public if I didn't want to. I wanted to stay in the background. Well, what if I had stayed in the background? What if I hadn't gone on Steve Harvey and Home and Family and BET and whatever? What I'm saying to you is you're no different than me, and I want you to be free. Freedom is yours, but it's not going to come to you easy. You're going to have to take your freedom. You're going to have to take your power. You're going to have to take your control. You've been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. We're talking about avoiding a zero net worth as a community, and I'm going to help you do it. Do not forget that the power is yours to be free, and I'm here to help you achieve it. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire or go to LynnMillionaire.com, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.